الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها، إن الله لغفور رحيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم أسلمنا لرمضان، وسلم رمضان لنا، وسلمه لنا متقبلا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. We have just finished with the month of Ramadan, but it should not be something that we are just happy it is gone, but rather that we should be still cherishing it, just like a person, whatever he enjoys, he went for Hajj Umrah, he can't stop talking about it. Though it's finished now, but he's still talking about it. Or in a dunya's point of view, Allah forgive us all, like a person went for a holiday, he can't stop talking about it. Or Allah protect us all, some soccer match or some cup final, people just can't stop talking about it, and they just carry on and on. So really, Allah make it that we love our deeni matters and create honorable month of Ramadan, that we also can't stop talking about it. And we just think about it and we wish that it can be repeated. How much a person will wish for his dunya's things, a holiday, some sports match, cricket, soccer, that it must again we can go. So more than that, our deen. And what a great ni'mat of this month of Ramadan Allah Ta'ala has blessed us. So the object is that we should not be like happy that the month is finished, but that we should still be thinking, cherishing it, and also reflecting how much we neglected, how much we did not fulfill the right. We could have acquired so much from the month, and at the same time think that for the next year, inshallah, I will spend my year also correctly, and if Ramadan Allah blesses us, we resolve now. Then we leave it in Allah's hands. I will take full advantage and full benefit of the month of Ramadan. It is mentioned of our pious predecessors that 6 months after Ramadan, they should still ask for forgiveness and think about Ramadan, that we did not spend it properly, that if such great opportunities were given, we did not really recognize them also. So where are we really going to appreciate them also? And then the next 6 months, they should make dua for the coming Ramadan, that Ya Allah, let us have this month and let us benefit from this month. So a few things, like Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نَعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. If you all together, this is the plural, تَعُدُّ, all of you together, try and count one ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And any ni'mat of Allah is such that in that one ni'mat, there are billions and billions, we cannot count, uncountable ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. And then what to say of the month of Ramadan? That what ni'mats Allah Ta'ala, it is like a spiritual dastarkhan, a table that has been set for us, and what ni'mats were laid for us on this dastarkhan. And it was all ready for us just to take and enjoy and get the benefit of it. And like with food also, we eat good healthy food and we eat it correctly, then the body benefits and the body becomes stronger. So like that, with the great month of Ramadan, all this great spiritual food that was spread out for us, that we eat it and spiritually we become stronger. And after the month of Ramadan, it mustn't be again like we just gone back again where we were, but that we go forward and we enjoy more of the great benefits and the spirituality and the benefits of Ramadan. You enjoy it for the rest of the year and for the rest of our lives also. So somebody gave a beautiful example. Today is the time of technology. And in this technology, you have certain a document of yours which you worked on. on the computer, you made many changes, vital, important changes, you up changes, you updated it, you corrected it, many things you did, and you could do a lot, and you could do a lot of things. You, some document you pasted here, some things you deleted from here, everything. After you did all your work finished, then the machine will ask you, was you save or delete? So you press the save button, all that work you done is saved for you. And if unfortunately we press the delete button, everything is deleted. So the month of Ramadan, we worked on ourselves. There were so many things which we did, 5 times namaz, everyone in his category, benefited as far as namaz. Some of us who are not regular with namaz, we became regular. Some of us who were regular, we tried and make it with takbir-e-ula. Some of us who were making with takbir-e-ula, tried to have more concentration, devotion in the namaz. Like that, everything else, the tilawat of Quran is manifest in the whole ummah. How many of us normally we don't read Quran Sharif, but the month of Ramadan, we make the effort of making at least one khatam, two khatams, many other things also that we did. Roza itself, which were farad, we kept the 30 rozas, 29 rozas, whatever were the rozas were. So now when we have done all this, at the end now, we must not delete everything. Just save it up and it will be saved for us. So just to reflect on a few great, major ni'mat which Allah, in this one ni'mat, how many ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has put? One great ni'mat was to acquire taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, we had prescribed rozas, made rozas for us for you, so that you acquire taqwa. And so we find from the ayat of the Quran, well, the major object which Allah has prescribed rozas for us is to acquire taqwa. And we see that the manner of tarbiyat, of nurturing, of purifying our inner selves, to correct and control our nafs and discipline the nafs, our akabir, they've used the same principle which Allah has given to us for Ramadan. And what was that? That in Ramadan, there were just a few things which were halal for you. But for a certain period, Allah made it haram. Like from Sehri till Iftari time, the food was halal for you, your own food. Your wife was halal for you. But Allah during that period made it haram. And if you observe that, and you observe all that properly, then by the barakat of that, you acquire taqwa. And what is the taqwa now? That all the rest of your year, the rest of your lives, all haram things, you will be able to stay away. You will have that power to stay away. You stayed voluntarily away, following the commands of Allah, from permissible things, three major things in Ramadan, during the days of the rozas. And now, by the barakat of that, you acquired taqwa. Now Allah will make it easy for you to stay away from all haram things. Now you can again, after you've opened your rozah, food is halal for you. Now have your food, no problem whatsoever. Your wife is halal for you. If you want to, your wife is halal now for you. So just like that, after Ramadan, if we trained ourselves and stayed away from many things which Allah Ta'ala has made haram, and which were even more than the haram, we stayed away from the permissible things in Ramadan, then Allah Ta'ala will grant us the taqwa. Like for example, with regard to the eyes, there were many things that were permissible to look at. But if we stayed away in the permissible, there are those things which are desired to look at. Like for example, Quran Sharif is a thing to be desired that you look at. But other permissible things, like for example, some account a person has got to sort out, some other matters he has to do, correspondence, etc., permissible. But if in the month of Ramadan, we deferred it, we did it before Ramadan or after Ramadan, and in Ramadan, we just kept ourselves only for our dini matters. for Quran Sharif especially, for all other things. Then by the barakat of that, Allah Ta'ala will make it easy with the eyes to stay away from all haram. Allah will make it very easy, very easy. The same thing with our all the other limbs of the body. In short, if we kept the rozas according to how ulama prescribed for us, the six aspects of roza, that is rozas of the eyes also, of the ears also, the tongue also, the heart and mind also, so our thoughts also, and then the fear whether it is accepted or not. If we kept our rozas, on that Allah has promised taqwa. And on taqwa, Allah will make your whole life easy. And when a person acquires this taqwa, and he has now become a person who has got taqwa, is the wali of Allah. Allah, for all of us who are Muslims, alhamdulillah, Allah has given us iman. Now after iman, that is, Allah gave us the major ingredient, and which was really not within our scope. Allah blessed us with it. It's a gift from Allah. Those who are born as Muslims also, and even revert Muslims, only to whom Allah wants to bless, that person's heart open, and he accepts Islam. Otherwise, there are so many people. You can explain as much as you want to. They will say, we understand, we accept it is right also. But to accept Islam, that is something only by the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala. Which Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you also cannot give hidayat to whom you want to. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But Allah gives hidayat to whom He wants to. And we must make a lot of shukr for this, that Allah gave us this hidayat. And together with that, we also should make a lot of dua for the protection of our iman, the protection of the iman of our families, of the whole ummah also. And that Allah Ta'ala increases us in our iman all the time. So this is a gift from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Iman is a great gift. Now Allah says to become a wali of Allah, you just have to make the effort of acquiring taqwa. You just acquire taqwa and you will become a wali of Allah. And there are so many ways throughout the year, throughout our lives, stay in the company of the righteous and the pious, Allah says, كُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ in order to acquire taqwa. The month of Ramadan was such, Allah, his benevolence, His kindness, His graciousness knows no limits whatsoever. And in the month of Ramadan, it is untold and unbelievable. For the whole ummah in the whole world, Allah made the month of Ramadan the source of this taqwa, by which everyone can become a wali of Allah Ta'ala. A person who becomes a wali of Allah Ta'ala, by acquiring taqwa, Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whatever problems he has, we will give him an opening from there. And the opening which Allah Ta'ala gives is so wide open that a person sees no difficulties. But we must make the effort of taqwa. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah will give him rosy from sources which he could not even ever dream of. Allah will open up sources of rosy, various forms. And really, a person then feels and realizes that all the ni'mats of Allah, what we regard more as ni'mats, our rosy, worldly things, they just start pouring for a person into his account. A person who has got taqwa and he became a wali of Allah Ta'ala. Allah says, Allah inna awliya Allah, la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Open your ears, Allah says, Allah, listen properly. That the friend of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala does not, they have no fear and they don't grieve of anything. Today that is a commodity that has become almost non-existent in the world. A person has got all the money, has got all amenities of enjoyment and fun, has got all the security, but in spite of all this, he's still afraid of all the time. He's got apprehension, he's got fear. Allah says, you do one thing, you acquire taqwa, and I will assure you, you will have no fear and no grief of anything. So this is also the month Allah made it widespread. Like that, a person will go to a sheikh, go to a khanqah, go through the mujahada which he will give him, and then hopefully he will become a wali. But yeah, in the month of Ramadan, in a period of 30 days, Allah Ta'ala made it for the whole ummah. Just keep your rozas and keep them as they were supposed to be kept. Let rozas not be just staying hungry, but let it be fasting. Let rozas and the month of Ramadan be a month of fasting and not feasting. That we eat even more. Sehri time we eat more. Iftari time we only change the time. Change the times. No, if we kept the rozas, not just to stay hungry, but as an ibadat, and we observe the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Just like many of us, when marriages take place, our families, in our homes, etc., one is we have a marriage. That is, according to how we want to, we do everything. And one is we have a nikah, and we do it as an ibadat. That will be completely different. Everything, the planning, the inviting of the people, the arrangements will be completely different if we do it as an ibadat. So Ramadan also, if we do it one as an ibadat, as a fast we keep, and not just to stay hungry, then it will be completely different. If it was just to stay hungry, we got up sehri time, but the whole day we still did as we wanted to. We didn't control our tongue in any way. We didn't control our eyes in any way. We just carried on. Iftari time, we made it iftari. So that was really, we only stayed hungry. But if we kept the roza as it was supposed to be kept, then we kept a roza. And on that Allah has promised taqwa. And on taqwa, Allah has promised so many other great, great things. So this is this month of Ramadan that Allah had blessed us. Let us also feel what a month has left us. And I could not fulfill the rites. Let us have that sorrow. Let not at all it be just as good the month is finished now. And now I can do what I want to. That sense of freedom. And now again, I'm a free bird. I can do as I want to. Many things which I was not allowed in Ramadan, I can do. No, this essence and the purpose of this talk is that we realize what a great ni'mat to Allah gave us. We could not fulfill its rights, and we are not happy that it's gone. We are still very sad about it, but it's gone. And we make tawbah, istighfar for all our shortcomings. Then this was the month in which Allah gave us the opportunity of acquiring the currency of the akhirat. We cannot imagine how much that Allah Ta'ala made every nafal ibadat equal to a farz. To understand that, ulama have written that a person's whole life of nafil ibadat, all his tahajjud, ishraq, awabin, everything, all his nafal ibadat of his whole life cannot equal 2 rakats of faraz namaz. So can we imagine what is the value of a faraz? And in this month, the whole year's nafal, Allah made it equal to a faraz. This was that month. So if that was the case, we will be all eager that the moon must be sighted at the first. And at the last, we will wish that it is not 29, it is 30 days. We see our elders, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the Maghrib Namaz on the 29th, when there is a possibility of the moon being sighted. Or like it is almost sure it is going to be sighted. Like it was with us this year, 29-hour moon, everyone was sure it was going to be sighted. But Hazrat would not lend his ear to the news the moon has been sighted. He says, start Maghrib. And still we don't know, it is not yet Shawwal, the moon hasn't been sighted, we still getting the sawabs of Ramadan. So, and one is that we all asking around, checking our phones, moon has been sighted, oh, the moon has been sighted, now we are out of Ramadan. The minute we know, it is confirmed, the moon has been sighted, now we are out of the month of, till we don't know, then we should be, we get the sawab of the month of Ramadan. So those who like, if we know the value, like Hazrat Shaykh, our elders, how they cherished it. In one Ramadan, the moon, it was doubtful, it was a lot of controversy whether it was seen. Then Taraweeh time also, Hazrat Shaykh said, quickly start with Taraweeh. Till we don't know, we're going to get the sawab of Ramadan. Witr again, normally after Taraweeh, again people will ask. And in our times today, our phone, we check up. Hazrat said, quickly make the witr also. So we get the sawab of Ramadan. So this was the month like that. And in that month, when we were there at Saharanpur with Hazrat Shaykh, the news came, and after Fajr, it was confirmed that the moon was sighted. And it was no big deal. Nothing like, we give preference to our dunya's perspective and aspect, that the chickens have to be marinated, the roast has to be prepared, all that. Now last minute, how can we do all this? All our other invitations, our dawahs nights, all gone. Was it Tuesday? Was it Wednesday? Was it Thursday? All that. Now if we give preference to deen, the moon has been sighted. And then all made Seri also that day. And after Fajr, it was confirmed, the moon was sighted, now it was finished, then everyone broke their rose up, and it was Eid's day now. And no big hue and cry, or anything, controversy or anything. Allah give us tawfiq that in all our matters, we look at it from deen's point of view, the solution is very simple. When we look at it from a dunya's point of view, we're in a function, now the parda is very difficult, we can't maintain parda, the house is too small, all the females one side, the man one side, we can't maintain it. If you look at it from Sharia's point of view, what is the law of Allah, you observe it and finish. We got no choice in the matter. And no choice in the matter also, and when we follow Shariat, Allah puts only goodness in there. And that goodness, a person cannot imagine what great goodness Allah puts in there. For example, in the instance of Ka'ab ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a sahabi, who amongst the three other sahaba, even through sahaba, who could not go out for the expedition of Tabuk. And he decided to speak the truth. What was the law of Allah? He spoke the truth, that it was just procrastination, and that he didn't get down to prepare. I had no excuse, valid excuse whatsoever. And this was the position. It is, I'm guilty, I didn't go out. He went through an ordeal for 50 days. But after that, what Allah gave him. So just like that, whenever we want to do the right thing, there will be difficulties. We want to maintain parda, for example. Or somebody wants to video which is wrong, we stop the person, now some problems come, tempers flare, people are not happy about it, but we do it, then after a time we will see peace will come. At the beginning, for example, of a person's married life, he maintains parda properly. Lot of criticism he'll get. He'll be ostracized. Lot of things will be said. But he maintains it, whole life he'll have no problem now. Now he knows, everyone knows also. So they might call him names also, but they know he is like this. He has got peace, He is observing the law of Allah. But if at that time we do the wrong thing, we get away easily. Hazrat Ka'ab says himself, he says, I could have spoken a lie, and I hate that the tongue of mine was such, I could convince Allah's Nabi also, but then I knew Allah will inform Allah's Nabi, and then I will suffer the consequences. So like that, at these such occasions, we can easily just do like Fajr, we want to get up, very cold. I need a bath also, The geyser packed up, there is no hot water. Easy, just sleep away, enjoy. But then the consequences, you must your fajr. What the consequences are? Allah is unhappy with you. If Allah is to punish us for that, what will be our condition? But you took the trouble, you went through some difficulty. And then what Allah opens on a person after that. And forever then his life, Allah makes things easy for that person. Hazrat Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I promise that I will never speak a lie. And he says, how Allah helped me. Allah made it very easy for me. Like that, we speak so many lies. And we don't even understand and recognize it. Like for example, the greatest amount of lies we might speak, we might not think, if we think of it, maybe with the wife, while we are talking so many things, and shaitan makes it, what an excuse he brings on that moment, that for example, the wife told you to bring bread and milk in the morning. Now you forgot. Now you tell her easily that the shop was closed, or they didn't deliver still, or they didn't, there wasn't bread, but you forgot, that you don't say. and you left so many other excuses. And today, which many brothers come forward with, women folk also who complain about what this husband has got on his cell phone, and what chats he has got, and what things, and then how he lies, and how the woman get so angry that he lies so much about these things. So we find that we're just prone to lying. In our business, we promised a customer something, we whatever reason, we couldn't do it, but how we just make an excuse. And these are all major lies. How many people we promised something, I'll do this for you, I'll do that, it slipped our mind. But we won't say it slipped my mind. We would just make an excuse again. How lot we lie. So anyway, this month was a month in which Allah had increased the rewards of our nafil, our faras. Allah gave us the month, the first 10 days of Allah's rahmat, the second 10 days of Allah's maghfirah, the last 10 days of salvation from the fire of Jahannam. If we think, what a great thing. For whom Jahannam was wajib, those who were pious and righteous, they got their Jannah, they got no problem. But those by their bad actions who had to go to Jahannam, Allah sets people free. And the whole month Allah sets free. And the last 10 days, he says, it's exclusive for setting people free. Did we make that dua to Allah? Ya Allah, put my name also amongst them. My parents' names, my family people's names, my children, my progeny, let us all be set free from the fire of Jahannam. So the whole month was like that. The last 10 days, Allah gave Laylatul Qadr again. And here again, as Hazrat Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair explained so beautifully, that though the night was fixed, but Allah in His wisdom took it away, that knowledge, that which is the actual night. So now we got the opportunity at least the last odd night. Five nights, the last, 21, 23, 25, 27 and 29. We make that ibadat in the hope that it is Laylatul Qadr. On that hope, Allah will give us the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. So not one night, so to say Allah gave us five nights. And whichever one night it was, that night is the night of Qadr. And we got that sawab. So what an occasion. This was a month that du'as were readily accepted. From morning to night. From night to morning, du'as were readily. During the whole day, Allah ordered His creation, the malaika, to say Ameen on the du'as. Now let us also reflect again. Did I really make all the du'as I had to make? That when I'm getting the du'a of the malaika saying Ameen, in which there is no doubt that du'a is being accepted. Then from Maghrib time to Fajr, Allah Himself announces, or Allah has an angel to announce on His behalf, that what do you want from me? You want rosy, you want health, you've got problems, fights and arguments, you want them to be resolved, etc. Allah is asking the whole night. So what a month Allah had given, and how many other ni'mats of Allah. Then again, the last night of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala gave so much more on the last night. On that night, the Jannat is perfumed so much. It is beautified so much. Then the night of prize giving, the night of Eid, on that night, what Allah Ta'ala doesn't give. What prizes. And we also think now, did I collect my prizes or not? Or did I just go and sleep away? Perhaps my Isha also I didn't make with Jamaat, I just made it at home or something. And so did I collect my prizes which Allah was giving? And then on the morning of Eid, as people proceed for Eid namaz, Allah Ta'ala spreads the malaika everywhere and they give congratulations to the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah asked those people who kept their rozas, made that the ibadat of the night, particularly the taraweeh, what is their reward? The malaika say they should be paid fully. Allah Ta'ala, by His honor and His greatness, Allah takes oath that I have forgiven them. I've done this for them. I've done that for them. So let us think, what a great month Allah has given us. Let us not feel that, na'uzu billah, it's good, Ramzan is finished. But have that feeling, what a great guest Allah has sent. I couldn't take the proper advantage and I couldn't benefit from it fully. And I'm sorry that the month is gone. It has left me now. Not that I'm happy, but I'm sorry that it's gone. And we try and make our resolve and we make a determined resolution that Allah give us next month, the next Ramadan also, and we will make the fullest, the best of the month next year. May Allah make this. And for that, the six rozas of Shawwal we keep. That is very important. And then try and keep nafil rozas also in the year. And what we acquired, carry it on, so that next Ramadan could be a much better Ramadan. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.